Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
This morning, court showdown. Novak Djokovic appeals to stay in the country and play in the Australian Open. Children as young as 5 roll up their sleeves to get their first COVID vaccines. Queensland flood emergency. Homes and businesses go under as another tropical cyclone approaches. A cancer-fighting boost. How our most vulnerable will benefit. And England holds on to claim a draw and deny the Aussies in the fourth test.
This is 7 News with Edwina Bartholomew.
Good morning. The eyes of the world will be on Melbourne today as Novak Djokovic's visa battle heads to court. A late bid from the federal government to delay the hearing until Wednesday has been knocked back. The world number one is fighting deportation and for the chance to compete in the Australian Open after his visa was cancelled over his vaccination status. In another twist, it's been revealed the Serbian risks being detained again, even if he's victorious in court. Lawyers for the government claim his visa could simply be cancelled for a second time if the current cancellation is deemed invalid. Djokovic argues he had a medical exemption because he was recovering from the virus. As many as 2.3 million Australian children can roll up their sleeves today to get their first COVID vaccines. Kids aged between 5 and 11 are joining the national rollout with jabs available at GPs, chemists and vaccine hubs. However, many parents have reported difficulties booking in this month. Queensland has already delayed term one of school by 2 weeks to prevent the spread as the latest outbreak nears its peak. School students will be prioritised when millions of extra rapid antigen tests arrive in the country under a plan the New South Wales Premier will bring to National Cabinet this week. As case numbers climb in the state, food chain workers who are close contacts have been cleared to skip their COVID isolation if they test negative.
We believe that that will ease the pressure on supply and distribution networks, particularly for those essential areas across our state.
There are calls for a similar rule to be brought in for the hospitality industry. New South Wales recorded its deadliest day of the pandemic yesterday with 16 deaths. Victoria's controversial pandemic declaration has been extended for another 3 months as the state records just over 44,000 new cases. There were 1,039 new infections in the ACT yesterday. South Australia has reported a record 4,500 new infections. The Premier Stephen Marshall remains in isolation as a close contact. And rapid antigen tests are legal in WA as of today. Australia's Governor-General David Hurley has become the latest government figure to test positive for COVID. Hurley is triple vaccinated and is now isolating at his official Sydney residence with only mild symptoms. New South Wales Governor Margaret Beasley announced her positive diagnosis yesterday. The after effects of ex-tropical cyclone Seth are still being felt along Australia's east coast and a new system has now arrived to take its place. Many of Queensland's dams are now at capacity as floodwaters overwhelm the small town of Maryborough.
Attempts to fight back the rising water were futile. The small city of Maryborough on Queensland's Fraser coast inundated. This temporary flood levee built as a line of defence, not a match for rising waters. Levels peaked around 10 metres overnight. Some homes in the area already submerged. Julie Schneider and her son Daniel have lost almost everything.
I just grabbed a suitcase and paperwork and what we could and off we on the dinghy with the dog.
Pretty sad.
One person has already been killed and a desperate search is still underway for a 14-year-old girl caught in floodwaters near Gympie, now missing for almost 2 days.
We have very grave fears for this young lady.
This couple, stranded without mobile reception for more than 24 hours, finally safe after flagging down a helicopter with a towel. And there's still more to come. The state's far north now bracing for Tropical Cyclone Tiffany. The Category 2 system sitting just off the Cape York Peninsula. Rain and gales of more than 100 kilometres an hour expected today.
And the cyclone preparations, I'm very comfortable with our level of preparation there with the local community.
Before the cyclone sets its sights on the Northern Territory.
Research into some of the rarest forms of cancer has been given a boost from the federal government. Tens of millions of dollars in funding will help tailored treatment plans for those facing the toughest of health battles.
More than 150,000 Australians were diagnosed with some form of cancer last year. And while there are often many treatments available, some rare forms of cancer mean options are limited.
Cancers that we just don't know how to treat or where the standard treatments fail.
Now, the federal government has committed more than $63 million to support new research into rare cancers and rare diseases.
Tailoring the medicine or the treatment or the dosage to that individual's personal requirements.
One study by the University of New South Wales awarded $1.5 million to trial precision treatment therapies for children with rare forms of cancer.
For the first time, we'll actually be looking at the genetic makeup of the cancer and using that to find the right treatment.
With the research being conducted here, sparking global interest.
We're looking at expanding this trial internationally based on this Australian research.
Among the other 26 research grants, funding to assist cystic fibrosis, spinal cord injuries, rare respiratory illnesses, and different forms of cancer.
This latest round of funding, part of the government's Medical Research Future Fund, aiming to put Australian researchers at the forefront of medical breakthroughs.
We have the ideas, we have the know-how, we have the people power, but to get it off the ground, we really need this funding.
Taylor Aiken, 7 News.
Homeowners have been stashing away cash, with new figures showing they're paying off their mortgages faster and building up savings in their offset accounts to lower interest rates. Costs, rather. The average borrower with a principal and interest loan is 45 months, or almost 4 years ahead on their repayments, which is up from 32 months in March 2020. For interest-only loans, borrowers are on an average 52 months ahead, which is up from 44 months at the start of the pandemic. And moving into a new home has most buzzing with excitement, but for one Western Sydney family, it didn't quite go as planned. Unwanted house guests put them in a pretty sticky situation.
Believe it or not, this big old beehive is inside a Blacktown family's master bedroom.
I'm so excited. I'm very lucky. The free honey and free bees. The new house.
Lucky too that their relatives just so happen to be beekeepers.
Wow! Look at the bees!
They first spotted the squatters during renovations last week. The bees breached the unit block through a gap in the bricks, moving in years ago. But now the home's rightful owners want these busy bodies gone. Removing this huge colony is like pulling apart a puzzle, only there are 60,000 pieces. And they're bees, which have stingers.
I'm told the trick to not being stung is to work slowly, to be patient, and of course, dress the part. Thanks for the suit.
Bee-obsessed Badia actually embraces the occasional sting.
They got a great, amazing pain. It's enjoyable. I call that my enjoyable pain. It's beautiful. It's nothing, honestly.
And is due for a few more, considering his collection of colonies is about to get bigger.
So why does she get the suit and I just get the hat?
She's my boss.
A backyard hobby with a sweet, sweet reward.
I love sweet things, and that's why I love the bees.
In Western Sydney, beauty really is in the eye of the beeholder. Tom Hartley, 7 News.
Suits you, Tom. Checking finance now. The Dow Jones ended the session 5 points lower. The Nasdaq also down in London. The FT 100 added, and Germany's DAX lost. On the commodities market, gold is trading at $1,796 an ounce. Oil is nearly $79 a barrel. The Aussie dollar is buying 71.81 US cents, nearly 83 Japanese yen and $1.05 New Zealand. Russia's military has continued sending paratroopers to Kazakhstan to assist in a crackdown on violent anti-government protests. 164 people have been killed in the riots over the past week, which were initially sparked by soaring fuel prices. More than 5,000 people have been arrested. The president issued shoot-to-kill orders in a bid to end the unrest. A train carrying ethanol in the US has exploded into flames. It happened near the Texas border with Oklahoma. As many as 28 of the train cars derailed, 25 of them catching a light. Hazmat crews were called in to tackle the blaze. All crew members managed to safely evacuate. NASA has launched a new rocket just hours after its much-hyped space telescope was fully deployed. Let's go live to US correspondent Tim Lester, not in space, but in our LA bureau. Tim, morning to you. What will this latest mission involve?
Morning, Eddie. This has involved another NASA liftoff overnight, this one from Virginia with a rocket that has a particularly scientific payload aboard, that is to measure soft X-rays in space coming towards Earth. The rocket only going to about 260 kilometres above the planet to measure these X-rays that don't harm humans but do bombard Earth and can influence and trouble GPS communications and radio communications. The fourth mission of its type, soft X-rays, are believed to be about two-thirds coming from outside Earth's solar system. NASA describing the mission so far as a success. Of course, just yesterday, NASA scientists in nearby Baltimore celebrated the successful deployment of their new telescope.
Yes. We're going to have all kind of new knowledge about who we are, what we are, where we came from. Are there others out there?
The NASA telescope, due to be fully deployed and in position, will deliver pictures it's hoped back around June, and they will be peering back billions of years in time. Eddie?
Amazing. Thank you, Tim. Still in the sky, and stargazers in the Northern Hemisphere have been treated to stunning displays of lights and colour. The Aurora Borealis turned the sky a vivid green over Finland, with bright arches and curtains appearing to dance for nearly an hour. The Northern Lights have also been spotted above Alaska, clear night skies allowing the Aurora to reveal itself above a glacier.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
To sports news now, in the fourth Ashes test ended in thrilling fashion as England held out for a draw in the last 5 minutes of day five. One wicket needed from the final ball and English paceman Jimmy Anderson was able to hold off to prevent an Ashes whitewash in what will surely feel like a win for the struggling tourists. Now, one question is on everyone's lips. Will man of the match Usman Khawaja keep his spot for this Friday's Hobart test? Skipper Pat Cummins is backing the veteran after his stunning twin tons.
Someone comes out and hits twin hundreds, it's pretty hard to go past them for the week after, I think. Someone's running hot, got a heap of experience like Uzi. The way he played was just fantastic.
England keeper Josh Butler will be flying home. He broke his finger on day two. Perth Scorchers showed why they're currently topping the Big Bash table. Skipper Ashton Turner led from the front in their clash with the Sixers last night, scoring a crucial 69. Sydney then missed a chance to get rid of him, unfortunately. Here's how it all played out.
Here's a big opportunity. And dropped. He made the ground.
Opportunity lost in his first Big Bash appearance since 2014. Scorchers batter Chris Saberg hit the running winds as Perth won by 5 wickets. The GWS Giants have started their AFLW campaign with a blistering win over Gold Coast after being ruled out of last year's Olympics with a broken cheekbone. Rugby Sevens star and Giants midfielder Chloe Dalton was forced off the field with a shoulder injury this time. The Giants rebounded to win by 15 points thanks to 40-year-old forward Cora Staunton's 2 goals.
With that famous arc and that famous Gaelic style, kicks another goal.
A potentially serious knee injury to reigning best and fairest Brianna Davey soured Collingwood's 19-point win over Carlton, and the Crows won the grand final rematch over Brisbane by a whopping 30 points. Ash Barty has made a sizzling start to 2022, winning the doubles and singles titles at the Adelaide International. The world number one needed just over an hour to crush Elena Rybakina in the singles final. Barty barely raised a sweat in the straight sets win.
Look out, Australian Open. Ash is coming. Her second title here in Adelaide.
In his return from COVID, Spanish superstar Rafael Nadal won the Melbourne Somerset final, beating American Maxime Cressy in straight sets. Melbourne City missed a chance to move into the A-League top four last night after a 3-3 draw with Western Sydney. The Wanderers jumped out to a 2-0 lead before the Victorians fought back. A City striker, Marco Tilio, netted a beauty to briefly take the lead.
Here's Tilio on the left foot. What a strike from Marco Tilio.
Wanderers skipper Rhys Williams was stretchered off with a severe hamstring tear. He's facing an extended period on the sidelines. Taking a look at the weather for you now, Tropical Cyclone Tiffany is bringing showers and gusty storms to far north Queensland. Troughs are causing showers and storms over northern WA, the Northern Territory and eastern parts of New South Wales and Queensland. Also a few showers over Victoria. Around the capitals, Brisbane partly cloudy and 30, Sydney 29 and possible showers, Canberra at 30 and a possible storm, Melbourne mostly sunny and 29, Hobart 18 and a shower or two, Adelaide partly cloudy and 35, Perth sunny and 30, and Darwin 34 and a possible storm. And that's 7 Early News for this Monday, the 10th of January 2022. I'm Edwina Bartholomew.